This program was produced at and first aired on Coast Access Radio with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu.
It is community access media for Kapiti and Hauora Whenua. It is Coast Access Radio. Good morning. This morning we're joined by Carolyn Press-McKenzie, who is the CEO of Huha Animal Sanctuary, who have got a bit of an interesting conundrum or problem, I guess, on their hands. They're looking to rehome a large number of ducks. So joining me this morning to chat about all things Huha and 200 ducks, Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for joining me. So we're going to get onto the ducks very shortly because this is fascinating. It's fantastic and you do some great work. But before we do, can you just tell us a little bit about Huha and who Huha are?
Sure. So we're New Zealand's leading independent animal welfare charity. So you've got the SPCA, who are amazing, and they work in with the government to make sure everything is sort of legal and on point across New Zealand. Mm-hmm. We're an animal welfare charity who kind of wing it and just jump in and get grubby with the community to do sort of the boots on the ground stuff with the community, helping animals, helping family members. We go into all situations. So we'll head off to the emergency responses if there's a fire and people are evacuated, or if there's cyclones, things like that. Mm-hmm. But we also have a shelter based in Wellington. It's 157 acres and we have all different animals here. And then we also do the weird things. So when something's a bit hard and no one can get their head around it, we're just good old Kiwi problem solvers. So we've recently secured a happy ever after for five lions. Last year in October, we relocated two crocodiles that were in the Solomons in a really bad way. We found them a safe happy ever after. We rescued the monkeys from the circus. We do the everyday animals and we care for them, rehab them, rehome them. Mm-hmm. But we also help with strange situations where no one's ever quite sure what to do.
It is. It's one of those things where you come across an animal or something, you're not quite sure who to contact, and maybe it's not in the realm of the SPCA. It's you all jump in and you, like you said, you get stuck in and you're good old Kiwi problem solvers, right?
We really are. That's pretty. It's sort of, if you were to basically sum us up, it's just we get amongst it and we get involved. And if we can't physically take an animal in, we don't just go, sorry, no. We'll hang in there and help problem solve with the owners. Yeah. So, I mean, we don't have a magic wand and there are too many animals out there. Like, New Zealand is flooded. People are breeding indiscriminately, not getting their animals de-sexed, and it's a mess. But we will always do what we can to try and find a solution. But, it's pretty messy out there at the moment.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. And like I said, you guys do some awesome work. And you're also not all paid staff. You're a great team of volunteers as well, aren't you? You're not people raking in the big bucks. You're hands on the ground volunteers.
No big bucks. We're just above minimum wage, those of us on the staff. Those of us on the staff are not paid well, it has to be said. But we have about 200 volunteers also. And then to help us survive, we also have op shops, so people can go in and do some rummaging. And every time they buy a bargain, that helps us save a life. But the op shops will have a manager sort of overseeing the shop, and then everyone else is a volunteer there too.
We
have volunteer dog walkers, volunteer guinea pig cuddlers, volunteer horse handlers. So, we've got a lot of good help.
The guinea pig cuddlers, that's a job for me. I like the sound of that. I really do. Hey, I do want to now chat.
We've got 74.
Oh, wow. Oh, right. Well, I stick around. We'll chat after this. I like the sound of that. Now, I want to talk ducks. You have 200 ducks needing homes. I want to hear more about this. This is a sizable number of ducks, and they obviously are ducks that are looking for homes, long-term homes.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about this. How did the situation come about, and tell me a bit more.
So we do these things where we'll jump into a situation where there's been some hoarding or something's got a little out of control, and we'll jump in and we'll do what we call sort of bulk rescues. So it might be 250 hens from a factory farm, from a battery farm, or there's been a couple of duck rescues down south that have got into a bit of a pickle and been overstocked. So we've had to jump in and rescue hundreds of ducks off them in the past. Mm-hmm. And then we do this again. The guinea pigs we mentioned, we brought in 120 from a university program that was closing down. So we're often getting the bulk loads. But this one is a situation where it's a little bit our fault too. So usually when we bring animals to the sanctuary, the boys will, everyone gets de-sexed.
Yeah.
Like all the guinea pigs are de-sexed, cats, dogs, everyone's de-sexed. Ducks and chickens, not so easy. You can't really do that. So generally what we'll do is we'll have just roosters cruising around at the sanctuary. The hens will be in a cage and they'll get rehomed straight away. Somehow we missed the memo, and when the ducks landed here, we've got a volume of ducks here, no one's thought to separate the boys from the girls. So naughty hoo-ha. And we don't usually get it wrong. We're really on point usually.
Exactly.
But the female ducks have their stealth, and sometimes you can collect eggs and throw them away, separate them, and that's all fine. But some of the female ducks have actually gone bush, and they've snuck off with these eggs and then suddenly turned up with some babies. So we already had a volume of ducks that we've rescued in their homes, and now we've kind of doubled it, which is, I call them the ducks of shame. We don't breed. It's something we don't do. Breeding is something we're very waggy finger at everyone else about. But we happen to have slightly exploded, and we're really sorry, New Zealand, and we will do better. But we've got these beautiful ducks, and we just, they're Muscovies. So they're like little dogs. So they're kind of like land ducks that wobble around and they wag their tails
and they do the
Egyptian walk.
They follow you round, right? If you've got them in your home, they kind of follow you round,
yeah,
and kind of just want to be part of daily life. Is that these ducks?
100% those ducks. So they're domestic ducks. So they don't migrate. They stay put. They do like a waterway. So they do enjoy having a little swim and a splash, but they're not the sort of ducks that have to live on a pond.
Mm-hmm.
So you could make them an artificial waterway. You can do the blue shells. They would love a creek though, or a little pond would be amazing. But they also do love a paddock. So they sort of graze and cruise around paddocks, and they love to jump in, sit up on top of things. So they don't really fly anywhere,
mm-hmm,
but they do jump to an elevated, like a fence post. They'll sit on a fence post. I've got one that I call post duck. Yeah.
Right. They want to have a look around and kind of monitor what's going on,
yeah,
and be that security guard kind of oversight for the house, right?
Yeah.
I love
that. And they're so relaxed and they're so happy. And it's just their waggy tails. Like, honestly, they bring so much joy. But the naughty thing they do is if you have boys and girls, the girls will hide the eggs. And then all of a sudden you've got a bigger family. So we want to find homes where people understand that collecting the eggs is really important,
mm-hmm,
and throwing them away. Or, I mean, we're a vegan-based rescue, but honestly, they're just, you know, the duck eggs are just a byproduct, and apparently they're amazing for baking. So there is sort of, for those who do enjoy having eggs in their life, duck eggs are kind of
some options for you.
Pretty fancy, yeah.
Hey, so you've talked about the great little cute, they love the tails, and they're really homebody kind of animals. So what are you looking for a home for these? So if someone's sitting there now going, okay, these sound adorable, I'd love a couple of these in my home, what kind of property,
yep,
do they need? Because obviously you can't keep them in just kind of, you know, a small little townhouse. They need a decent amount of,
yeah,
land in that, because we need to make sure,
yep,
we're responsible with our animals.
Oh, what? You're wonderful. Love you.
That's right. What kind of home do we need?
So lifestyle blocks are ideal, obviously, because, you know, they have the paddocks and the space, and it is sort of generally rural. So that is ideal, and that's what we would love to look for. The problem you get with urban homes is hygiene. So, you know, with any animal, when they're out there and they're pooping, it can build up. So sometimes we've seen in urban areas, if people have too many ducks, it just becomes quite unhygienic. And I don't even think with the council bylaws it's something that's allowed or it might be quite frowned upon. So I think if you're rural or rural adjacent and you just have a lovely environment where there's you know, lots of space and room for that waterway. That's sort of what we want. We want get home, so we want people who will just enjoy their personalities and adore them. I have a goose now who's 25, and I've had her for 25 years, and she's amazing. So you want someone who will enjoy them for the rest of their life. We don't want them to go off to be eaten. We mm-hmm. don't want them to be fattened up and unsold. We just want them to settle into their homes and live happily ever after, and preferably not breed.
Yeah, and be pets. Be pets and just chill out, right?
Yeah, because they're great pets. They really are. Yep.
Hey, look, well, then just quickly, if someone can't have any ducks, they don't have the property for it, or they live in an apartment or something, what else can they do if they want to help and support Hoo Ha? How else can we help and support you if we can't take 200 ducks off your hands?
Well, they could go op shopping. So we have op shops. We've got one in Otaki. We've got one in Cuba Street, Wellington, Jackson Street, Petone. We've also got one in Carston. I think we're looking at opening one in Paraparam. So we're going to try and get more up the post. They could come and volunteer. We'd love that. We've got a horse team in Tihoro, as well as all the other different animals on Haywards, which isn't too far away.
No.
There's also a movie night. We're starting a movie club, so they could join our movie club, which is once a month. You head off to a movie, and obviously profits for the ticket come to us, and that's fun. We've got a text donation if anyone wanted to donate, and it's you text HUHA, H-U-H-A, to 4463, and that will be a $3 text donation. And they all add up, like they really do.
Exactly.
People could sponsor an animal too, and then they get a little newsletter with updates. But sponsoring an animal is cool, and we invite you up to come and meet your sponsored animal. And it's just, put a photo on the fridge and feel good about that, because it is a major struggle out there at the moment. So anything that anyone can do to help, whether it's just, we've got lovely ladies who come and do washing for us. It doesn't have to be animal related. It just,
there's lots that we can do.
We generally constantly need help. 100%.
That's it.
Really good. And then we do corporate visits, we do tours. So, go on our website. There's all sorts of ways to get involved. But yes, please, if everyone could join in, it would really, really, really help. And at the moment, we're running parvo clinics where we're helping the community dogs with parvo for free. So, obviously, our costs and expenses keep spiraling, so we just need the community to help fill in the cup so that we can do more and more.
Exactly. Many hands make light work. Hey, well, Carolyn,
exactly,
thank you for your time this morning. It has been awesome learning about Hoo Ha. If anyone wants to donate, they can text Hoo Ha, that's HUHA, to 4463, or jump online to hooha.org.nz. hey, well, thanks for your time, Carolyn. It has been awesome chatting to you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this Coast Access Radio podcast, you can subscribe to be notified of new episodes. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms.